Wait, does anybody tell me here how many seats it is? Okay.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Is anybody even excited for this? How many seats?
That's right. Yeah.
23, only 23 seats to get ready for Christmas Day. You believe it? 23. How many people here already have a tree up? One. Another. Okay. So, as Richard said earlier, we are on our first Sunday of Advent. And Advent is the time when we wait for Jesus to arrive. So, get a little bit in the Christmas spirit. I'd like to do a quiz to start. And this is a music quiz, so get ready. And I'd like to invite my assistant up to help me. And the first person to sound up will get to give an answer. She's actually an active involvement. No, there's no prize. You're just playing for the glory. And I'm playing for the glory. Right, so, are we ready? We're ready. Right, let's play the first, the beginning.
Press down.
Okay.
That's it.
What is it? Yes!
Now I know you're probably
very, very sitting in. That's not very easy to ask, but it's a really important one. The Does anybody know when Jesus is going to come back for the second time? Richard, do you know? Oh, okay. Right. Well, Richard doesn't know. Am I going to anybody else going to know? We are waiting for Jesus to come to return. He promised his disciples when he ascended to heaven that he would come back for his people. Now, the first time Jesus was born, there were people waiting for him. There were people waiting for a Savior who they expected was going to come with lots of power and might and defeat all their enemies and save them, and they were going to live happily ever after. And this group of people have been waiting for this for hundreds of years. Now, I'm not very good at buying my time. I think
we're doing like even prayers,
writing
and then some of us, and
then if I write the talk, and I don't
see he's got it all
over his laptop. Because I need, you know, that very much. If it needs some, I'll move. And I can be confident when I was a child, when I was a little person, my parents would always say to me, 10 seconds, we'll put that jumper away. Put it away. I don't want to see it. You know? So I've just got this thing, I have to do everything. I'm a very convenient person. But I'm not very good at buying my time. Let's watch by somebody else who happily wasn't very good at buying their time. I'm going to show a little bit of video about it. Waiting. persuaded to meet Baby Boy. When the lion came, the man died, they watched and they waited for that star that would guide them to the Messiah. So we are to wait, not just for a turkey on Christmas Day, but for the return of Jesus. All of our life needs to become a preparation, getting ourselves in a place where we are and ready to meet Jesus. And Jesus is coming back for his friends. He's coming back for the people who call him their Lord. He's coming back for us. Church, he's coming back for us. And to finish this very short talk, I wanted to read you something that inspired me many, many years ago when I first gave my life to the Lord. And this small bit, it comes from an organization called 24/7 Prayer, and it is a creative expression of Jesus' return. The return of Jesus. This is the longing of creation itself, the groaning of the Spirit, the very dream of God. My tomorrow is his today. My distant hope is his 3D. And my feeble, whispering, faithless prayer invokes a thunderous, resounding, bone-shaking great amen from countless angels, from heroes of the faith, from Christ himself. And he is the original dreamer, the ultimate victor, the one who is and is to come. And that is guaranteed. Church, it is guaranteed that Jesus is going to return. It is guaranteed that he is going to come back for his people. And my challenge for us is, what are we going to do to be ready for Jesus coming back and prepare for him to return? And as we celebrate Advent, it's a great time to think and reflect on our relationship with God and getting ready not only for our Christmas, but also for Jesus' return a second time. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we know from the Bible that one day you will return to us. Until you return, we ask that you give us strength to live in your way. Help us to live so that we are ready for your return. Send us out into this world to tell others about your life. Amen.